are on Ayin Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara just brought down Rish Lakish's opinion that after 10 generations, the Kavos of Mamzer and Mutter, because we learn out after 10 generations, the Mamzer is Shavah from Amayni, and by Amayni it's only male, not female. So the first 10 generations, which we have a pasuk by Mamzer itself, is both male and female because of the word Mamzer means Mumzar, anybody that has that blemish. But after 10 generations, it's derived from Gzeri Shavah. So since the Gzeri Shavah is from Amayni Mayavi, where it's only male, not female, so also Mamzer would only be male, not female. That's what we left yesterday.
After 10?
After 10. No, that's for sure. The question is it male and female or just male? So the Mishnah, which you're going to see in a second, the Mishnah says both. Rish Lakish said only male after 10. And that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. We are all now 3 lines into the Gemara. Vanan Tanan. 3 lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah on Ayin Ches Amud Beis. My guess would be it's 78b2. Three already? Wow. Vanan Tanan Mamzerim. That means they must have 5 on this page. In fact, the Gemara Vanan Tanan Mamzerim. When they see them, Asurim V'Isra Asurim Israelim Echad Skorim Echad Nekevet. Our Mishnah said not like Rish Lakish. Our Mishnah said that it's permanent. Both male and female. It's the Gemara like Kasha. How come Adamer Dai Mina Mina? How come Adamer Dai Mina But Uki Biasra? This is a Machloikus throughout Gzeri Shava world. Whenever you make Gzeri Shava between A and B, and you derive B from A, do you just learn the basic halacha and then apply it back home, or do you learn every prat of it? We're learning out from Amayni that 10 generations doesn't mean just 10 generations; it means permanent. Because by Amayni it says Asiri at Ilam. And by Mamzer it says Asiri, so the Gzeri Shava tells me that by Mamzer it's also permanent. However, by Amayni there's a caveat that it's only male. So the question is, does that come along or just learn that permanent and then go back home to Mamzer? And since Mamzer applies to male and female, it becomes permanent male and female. This is a machloikus in Hilchos Gzeri Shava. Dain mina umina, you learn from it and again from it, or learn from it and bring it home to the home halachas, to the regular halachas. And this is a machloikas tanoim. So Rish Lakish will hold like the Tana that says, Dai mina mina. And our Mishnah is going like the Tana that says, Dai mina b'uki b'asra. Rashi. Hakamandi Amar. Dai mina mina. Pukta the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, b'or v'raitav. This is a machloikas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua in the 9th Perek in Chulim.
Dai mina.
No, nothing.
Why?
Because Gzeri Shavah Lemechta just says you learn not all halachas, but not details of halachas. You're learning out the halacha that it's permanent. Whether it's male or female, Mamzer is both male and female. So maybe it means bring it back home to the halacha of Mamzer. Bring it back home to the halacha of Mamzer. Just learn out the concept of permanence, and then what does permanent mean? See what Mamzer does. The home halachas of Mamzer.
Why isn't it, one place it says, to 10 generations, and then it says, why didn't you darshan exactly the opposite?
Because Gzeri Shavah. Because Gzeri Shavah. You're right, but it says Gzeri Shavah. This, let's do it. Rashi's going to explain it better. Domina mina. Kigamina milsim milsim exeri shava. Gamina lo kula milsim mina. We learn everything. Domina vukabi asra. Lamaida tshrichi gamina. We learn what we need. Lamaida leitzuchinan. Makmina mabasra. What we don't need, we go back to home halachas. Welcome back exeri shava. Ikim a mamzer. Ikim mamzer leksivat oilam. But body beavik sivat oilam. Beavina mamzer mamaini. And we learn not mamzer from mamaini exeri shava because it's only Mr. Frida Bey Rav. Teres Kahanim is called Sufrida Bey Rav. Nemrakan asiri nemer lamata asiri. Ma asiri amel lamata oilam. Avasiri Amerikan at Oilam. Satsiri here also means at Oilam. Mishlok Yusufa Kamandam et Dum Mino Mina. Ma'ala Ha'un at Oilam, Avkan at Oilam. Mina, Ma'ala Ha'un Schor Vila Nikavis, Avkan Schor Vila Nikavis. We learn every detail. Midor Asiri Ve'eluch, Putin Amina. From 10th generation and on we learn. The Kol Asar Le Yitzchon Le Meir from Gzeri Shava. First 10 generations I didn't need Gzeri Shava. But Tana Didon Sarva Lo Kamandam et Dum Mina Vuki Biasra, which is the way we pass him. Dum Mina, Ma'ala Ha'un at Oilam, Av Mamzat Oila. Uki Ba'atra Kadami Kara. Make the after 10 like the first 10. Your diary is the Kra. Echad Chor Vechad Nekevah. It says Mamzat Mumzar. Achanam Yat Oilam the Messina Begzeri Shavah. That which we learn out permanence. by from Xavier Shava, Echot Chor and Bechin the Kavis. Kach Shemanti, the Chayn Iker. That's the Iker Pshat. To Yeshim, the Farash Lava Lashon Acher, there are those that explain it differently, but Rashi doesn't bring it. No, because we're assuming that this is a Mufna. At least Mitzad Echot it's Mufna. I don't know why it's Mufna by Mamzer, because, but by Hamayin Yab, it's extra. It's not Eilon. Why did it say Darasiri? So it's at least Mufna Mitzad Echot, which is a Machloikas. But the Gemara doesn't seem to question this here. It means obviously the Gemara seems to assume that it's Mufna.
That's the difference between a Mufna and...
Again, if it's Mufna, you can't ask questions. If it's Mufna, you can't ask questions. Zog the Gemara Baita. Shalu as Rabbi Eliezer. They asked Rabbi Eliezer the following question. Now, I'm going to try my best to explain the next piece of Gemara. I can't say I have total clarity. So maybe Archko may have been helped me a little bit. I'm a little bit confused. There were different opinions, and I didn't get a clarity. Shalosh Rabbi Eliezer, Mamzeres Lacha Sara Daramahu. They asked Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, what is with him, Mamzeres, after 10 generations? Amar Lehem, Meyitin Lidar Shlishi Vatarenu. Show me a third generation mamzer, and I'll tell him his mutter. Meaning, Al Maksavar Mamzeri Lechayim. The Rabban Islam does not allow mamzerim to live. He doesn't want mamzerim in this world. And therefore, they don't live. And they die. And it never happens. So your Shaila is not Negeya. That's what he answered. Show me a third generation mamzer, and I'll say he's not a mamzer. Because mamzerim don't live. The Rabban Islam does not allow mamzeris to spread. No, there's a better word. Spread. Anyway.
No, this is
In the world.
Perpetuate.
What?
Propagate.
Propagate. That's the word I'm looking for.
Or
both.
Mamzeris is the male?
No, Mamzeris is the female of Mamzer.
Right.
Both don't live. Al Maksavar Mamzeri Lechai. Let's just finish the Gemara. A few more lines. And again, I will point out that at the end of the day, I can't say I clearly have it. Our Mishnah seems to say they live. The Mishnah talks about them being usher permanently. According to you, it never happens. It was explained to me in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. The idea chai, mamzerim that are known mamzerim can live. Because the reason the Rabbi Shalom doesn't want mamzerim to live is because people don't know their mamzerim, and they marry into them, and that increases mamzeris in the world, and the Rabban Islam doesn't want mamzeris in this world. So he eliminates them. But people that are known mamzerim, so people stay away from them. And therefore, they will live. So therefore, the Mishnah is talking about people that are known mamzerim. The lo yadia, lo chai. And people that are not known mamzerim don't even live enough to have children. The idea of the lo yadia, those that are doubtful mamzerim, meaning people who aren't sure but are suspicious that they are mamzerim, they get to live up to three generations, because till then the suspicion remains. After that, unfortunately, people forget about the suspicion, so the Rabban Islam lets them live three generations. So this is, again, the practical application of this. What does that mean? What does that mean, mamzer that yedia? What does it mean, mamzer that suspicious? What does that mean, mamzer de lo yedia? What are the exact definitions? So it seems that mamzer de yedia means there are witnesses that testify the guy is a mamzer. It's announced. He's a mamzer. It's a public fact. It's a fact. Once it's a fact, people put it in their
memory banks,
or even written down, that this guy is a mamzer. Don't marry into his family. That is told. Therefore, it allows for the safety of Klal Yisrael. Mamzerim that are not Yediyah means there's no Edom. Now, here is the problem. Because biblically speaking, why should I think they're Mamzerim if there's no evidence? But there's a suspicion. So the suspicion is enough. See, let me tell you. The Gemara says in Kedushin that when Mashiach comes, the Mamzerim will be purified. That means Mamzerim are around, and they're not known. Here the Gemara says there won't be such a thing as Mamzerim that are not known. This is the problem that the Achrayim have to deal with. Who is the Gemara in Kedushin talking about when it says Asidim Mamzerim Litahar, that the Mamzerim will become purified, Hashem will let them into the nation. If nobody knows about them, they're not around. And even the suspicious ones don't get more than two generations. So, what is that Gemara in Kedushin talking about? That's the question of the Achronim. That's why I didn't get a clarity of an answer.
And the known ones then.
What?
It's the ones that they know, that are known.
Asidim Amzerim Latar means the ones that are known.
It's not their fault.
Maybe. I thought I saw the Chazanis say the Mamzer, the Yediyah, and Lo Yediyah is the first Mamzer. The original Mamzer. If he's Yediyah, then they will live on, including his generations, even though they might become forgotten. If he's Lo Yediyah, the original Mamzer, he won't live on. That the Psak is on that original Mamzer, not on each generation of Mamzer. I think the Chazanis says that.
You need him on
100% sure. How can you be 100% sure he's a Mamzer?
And
a
Guna get pregnant.
Okay, meaning there's no husband. You're right. So that's like Adam. Correct. That is evidence like
Rabbi?
Yes.
This may be a childish type question, but Mamzerim can be completely from Jews. Does this whole discussion assume that the families of Mamzerim, the Mamzerim themselves, go about trying to hide their status from their own children and from the community, as opposed to saying, this is who
again,
we are, this is who you can marry?
No, again, I'm not sure. All I know is that as time goes along, rumors dissipate. They go away.
Well, not rumors, but the family themselves. Wouldn't they consider themselves Mamzerim and look for other families of similar status, as opposed to doing everything they could to assimilate generally into Kol Yisrael by arranging?
Honestly, it would depend on that individual. It really would depend on the individual. There will those that will do that, and there will those that will try to get, quote unquote, purified by, slipping in. Again, it's an individual decision. Those announced Mamzerim, the Adiyah ones, won't be able to do that. That's what the Gemara is saying. Because that announcement will tell the world, stay away from this family. It's the ones that are not known. Meaning, a woman was Mazana and had a Mamzer, nobody knows. That's the one that the Rabbi Shlomo will eliminate. And the ones that are not sure, meaning we're not, I'm just reading this Gemara, the one that we're not sure about, so the rumor is enough to safeguard a number of generations. After that, the rumor won't be there, so the Rabbi Shlomo stops it. That's what it seems. Was Arsko explain anything here? Is he say anything here? He might give an explanation that... If you want me, I can read it quickly.
He actually says the Gemara's answer appears difficult.
That's what he says?
If even...
Which note are you looking at?
Maintains, yeah, it's the second half of footnote 35.
Now he's bothered with the fact that Eliezer said it's not relevant. He should have said it depends on which kind of mamzer. That's what he says. Okay, he doesn't say more than I said. He's just bothered with the answer of Eliezer about a 10th generation mamzer. He answered it never happens. The way according to the Gemara, it does happen if it's Yediyah. Right? So I saw that Achronim ask that question. They basically answered he was trying to say is, don't think it happens that often because it only happens by Mamzer Yediyah. But it's not really clear in the Gemara. That's what the Arsko is saying is difficult.
He's dying in order. I'm trying to get the screen.
Who's dying?
Take him out of the picture.
The Rabbi Islam removes him from the mix.
But we're removing him because we don't want him to be. To start
perpetuating more Mamzer.
Yeah, but. I'm sorry, I wasn't talking. But the point I'm stressing here is we're doing it for the safety of everyone else, right?
Correct.
But does he deserve to die?
That's not my chushbainas. That's the Rabbi Nishlam's chushbainas.
No.
Again, that's the Rabbi Nishlam's chushbainas. I don't know why people die.
Maybe he'll die natural causes, but he won't have children. He'll die childless.
Again, I don't know the answer to your question. This is a Rabbeinu Shlalom question. Something of our right. And now we go into a very, not yet, we're going to go into a very interesting story. There was a person in the neighborhood of Rabami. So Rabami announced, this guy is a mamzer. I don't know if Havi Bokhi Ba'azu or the mamzerah Hava. Probably the mamzerah and Havi Bokhi Ba'azu. Which way does Archibald put the comma?
Yeah, he was crying. Mom is crying.
What?
Mom is crying.
No, which one is Havi go with? Havi go with Bokhi or Havi go with mamzerah? Have a bucky puzzle. He was crying. Amalech Rabami told him, Chaim Nasatibach. I just gave you long life. Rashi. Rashi Lechai Shlahit Muksharim, but they're right, Kashur people shouldn't get mixed into his generations. Mamzi the idea, Lechol Babar Chayahu, but they're right, Lemitami Bay, because nobody will mix into him. Playdia Klau Lechayafilulu, Shlahitik Sherim. Even the guy himself won't live. That's different than what people were saying here. He won't have children. We don't want him to marry a kusher. If nobody knows he's a mamzer, he might marry a Jewish girl. We don't want that to happen either. The idea of the idea, Atlav Zari Ziri Inchi Chai, Trele Chai, the Kim Dla Baruhu, not clear, the Shtak Kamosa gets forgotten. Zak the Gemara Vait. Frek the Gemara Amar Vait, Amar Avchana Bar Ada. Now, in the next Gemara, there is multiple Pshatim. I'm going to learn Rashi. I'm going to learn Rashi, and at the end of the sugya, I will mention that there are other number of shitas in order to reconcile this with the Gemara we had a number of lot ago that talked about Nesinim as well, about Leitis Chatimba. But I'm going to learn this sugya as if we don't know that Gemara. We're just going to learn this Gemara, and we are going to learn it like Rashi. And at the end, we'll look back at that Gemara and see, is it reconcilable? Is it not reconcilable? Zakta Gemara. Amar Avchana Bar Ada. Nesinim David Gazer Aleihem. Nesinim David was Gazer that they can't marry Jewish girls. Okay? So the first thing we've established according to Rashi Chatnas Gemara is that up to David Amelech, Nesinim were marriageable material. There's no biblical law that you can't marry a Ger Nesini. That's what Rashi seems to say.
And they weren't.
What?
And they weren't.
They weren't. They were like they fooled Yeshua. David came along, and because of a story that happened, announced that no one is to marry into that nation, into that group of people. What happened? My time of Gazer Aleihem. I'm sorry. Shenemar Vayikra Melech LeGevaynim. Vayomer Aleihem, and he said, HaGevaynim Loibim De Yisrael Hema. They are not Jewish. They're not Jewish. They don't act like Jews. Stay away from these people. Their character traits are not Jewish character traits. And therefore, don't marry them. I'm learning like Rashi. Yes. My time of Gazer Aleihem. What happened? The Sif. Vahi Rav Mei David Shalosh Shanim. There was a famine in the world, in the land, 3 years. Shana Acher Shana. Consecutive years. David HaMelech saw a famine the first year. He didn't ignore the famine. There's a reason for the famine. So Shana Rishai Namalem Shem Oiv the Bevaitis Chacham Yashbukhan. The first year he said, Rabbi Sai, you guys might be Oiv and Avedah Zara. We got to do a search. We got to do a search across the country. Are they Oiv the Avedah Zara? The Chsiv Avatam Him Acherim Ishtachvisim Lem. Pasuk says, you bow down to other gods. V'atras HaShemayim Lo Yamotar. Hashem stops the rain. There's no rain. He holds back the sky. And there's a famine. But Kubalei Matzuf. They didn't find. Now, David HaMelech thought that maybe, I'm learning like some of the Achreinim, that maybe people stopped. It had gone on and stopped. So the famine will leave. The way you know famine is the next planting season. Famines don't leave only when the next planting season comes along. It rains and things grow. So There was a famine in this year. So David HaMelech did the search. There was no Aved Zara. He said to himself, okay, they cleaned their act up. The famine should be over. Unfortunately, what happened was, Shnia, it was the second year of them. So obviously, the act hadn't been cleaned up. And Aved Zara wasn't there. Maybe there's nus. Shenemar. Even though this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and David HaMelech lived before Yirmiyah, but he knew the concept. Vayimnu revivim, the raindrop stopped. Umalkish lahoya, and there wasn't later rains in the year. I don't know how he translates it. Umeitzach isha zayin hayaloch, and you had the audaciousness of a woman who is a prostitute. That means rain stops because of prostitutes. Meitzach isha zayna, the audacity. What did I say? I'm sorry. I apologize. But kubalei matzu. They checked and they didn't find. Okay, back to the same thing. Maybe they had cleaned up their act. Shlishis amar lehem shema
pais. Why did he look for that? The first one he brought down a pasuk.
The second one he brought down a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Shlishis amar lehem shema pais kitzak barabim yesh b'chem. Maybe there are people that donate tzedakah, they nice them. They promise, and they don't pay up. D'chsev, nesiyim v'ruach v'geshem hayim, winds, heavy winds, and winds, and rain there is not, because ish mishal b'mata sheker, because people praise themselves with false donations, with lies. They promise $100 at the appeal, and they don't pay up. So David HaMelech did the church for 3 years. Amar ein ha-David tal elabi. It must be something that's going, I have to find out, personal, a king thing. It's not the people in the country, it's a taina on me as a king. Miyad vayivakish David esnei Hashem. So David asked Hashem for an answer. Mahi amreshlakish yishol b'urim v'tumim. He asked the Urim v'tumim. My mashma, how do you know p'nei Hashem is Urim v'tumim? Amrabozer atzip p'nei p'nei. We learn that from Gzeri Shav. Ksivacha vayivakish David esnei Hashem. He will ask the Urim in front of Hashem. And Hashem answered him through the Urim the Tumim. The reason there's a famine is El Shol, El Beis Adamim, Ashar Hemis Al Givinim. It's about Shol, and it's also about the house of blood because he killed the Givinim. Shol. So it's about Shol, A, and about the fact that he killed the Givinim. What does this mean, Dr. Gemara? El Shol Shle Nisbet Kalacha. The Rebbeinu Shlom is upset. Shol, the tzaddik, Shol HaMelech, did not receive proper eulogies. It was not eulogized properly. People were afraid of David because there had been this relationship between David and Shol. Shol got killed and David was taking over, so people did not give Shol the proper respect. And therefore, since they didn't give Shaul the proper respect, it's a tain on Klal Yisrael. It's a tain on Klal Yisrael and on David. Number one. Number two is, the Beit Sadamim, our Shehemis al Gevainim, because Shaul killed the Gevainim. Where did he ever kill the Gevainim? And Mitoich Shaharak Naif Yerakainim. He killed that knife Irakayan because he thought they rebelled against him. They used to provide water and food to the Gevinim. Malal of Akasiv Kilaharga. So the Torah considers it, we blame Shaul for their death. They died of starvation. They died of starvation because their source of food dried up. And who dried up their source of food? Shaul HaMelech. Therefore, he's blamed for their death. Correct the Gemara, it makes no sense. On one hand, you say Shaul deserved more eulogies, and on the other hand, you're saying he did something terrible. Zog the Gemara in. The Amar Eshlakish Maidachsiv, Biksuas Hashem Kalam Ve'aretz. Search for Hashem, look for Hashem, all the humble ones in the land. Hashem Mishpatoi Pa'aloi. His judgment, how does he translate this? Is
fulfilled
what?
His law.
Hashem Mishpatai Shampalai. A person can be judged, and at the same time, his righteousness can be remembered at the same time. One does not cancel the other. Saul was a huge tzaddik. He made a mistake. So there's a punishment for the mistake. But it's interesting, a punishment on Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael allowed the Gevinim to die. They didn't pick up the slack. But Saul's the one that caused it. And at the same time, Saul deserves a bigger eulogy. I want to do Rashi, and then I want to discuss a few issues. Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. David Kazar Alam could see about Gavainim Lebim, they saw Haina claim Ainim Roy Lover, but called it not appropriate for them to marry into Kol. Ishma Salva Matha Sheker, Shapaisik Vay Nyson, he promises and doesn't give. Garim Latiris Kshamim causes a holding back of rain. Klanim and Masvik of Lechem Lehem Mosin the Gavainim, Shechaitra Aitim Shai the Mayan Lemisvea, Kusibi Yashavat, Shua, the Yakaris Mem Chaitra Aitim Shai the Mayan Lemisvea, the Kai, there should not be a lack. They should be taken away from chopping wood and drawing water for Hashem's house. Ketav HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kavod shol shel nitzvot kalocha v'ad ketav b'pirnas of the shol. Then it seems to say he deserves punishment, Hashem Hamas. And the answer is, Hashem Mishpatah, b'makom shedonim ha'ad m'sham ha'skirim p'yotzit kaisav. Where a person is judged, we remember his righteousness. Taisus and Sanhedrin asked the Kasha, we Patskin has paid the Yikara Dechaya. The purpose of a eulogy is for the people that are alive, not for the people that were nifter. It's for the covet of the living ones that it has to be said about somebody who left them. So why are we getting punished for being maspid to show? They can be Michael, their covet of not being maspid. Why is it? It seems to say that Shoal deserved the eulogy. Not for him. We pass in the Gemara Sanhedrin that the purpose of a eulogy is not for the deceased, it's for the people left alive. So those people can say, we don't want a eulogy. We don't want to eulogize somebody. If it's for the purpose of the deceased, they have no right to say, don't eulogize. But if it's for their purpose, they can be Michael.
Everyone says, if people need that, you know, I don't want anyone to eulogize. So, shoot, how could
that happen? So that's the Gemara talks about in Sanhedrin. So still in Sanhedrin, we learned Sanhedrin.
What? Not Bain?
No, it's not that Bain. So the article there answers, I didn't remember, he says an interesting thing. He says, it's true, it's covered Achayim. But every yisairis that happens for a hesped is a schus for the nifter. And by not being masped and holding back that yisairis, you're hurting the deceased. Saul deserved all the schus of Mabilu being yisairis by his hesped. And that was taken away from him. And therefore, that's the title. That's how the Aruch Leiris went. The second thing here is, right, so that's why he wasn't this bad. And then he was guilty of killing the Gevinim. Now, he killed Naiv Irakayanim. Why isn't he blamed for that? That's the worst. He actually had Naiv Irakayanim murdered. That's the other one is a grumma. Look, I'll get there in a second. So the answer is, for that he got punished. He got killed and his kids got killed in war. So therefore, the punishment for Naiv Irakayanim he received. What he didn't receive is the punishment for the Gevinim. So now, posthumously, there was a tain on Klal Yisrael for not making good to the Gevinim. That's what it seems. So even Shaul HaMelech gets his thing, he got his thing. But he did something that left an impact down here that has to be corrected. The Noiv Yerakayanim was his personal cheshbon. He'll get that. The Gevinim, it was a grumma that left an impact down here and never made up to them.
What does famine have to do with that?
So famine was a punishment to Klal Yisrael for these things.
No, maybe didn't bring like why one.
No, that I don't know. That I don't know. So it's up to Gemara.
Okay.
Now what happened with Naiv Irakayanim was very simple. David HaMelech escaped from Shaul, went to Naiv, did not tell him that he was escaping from Shaul. He suffered, when he got to Naiv, he suffered from a sickness called Bulmus, which some people say is low blood sugar. So he needed food. They gave him the lechem upon him to keep him alive. That's what they gave him. That's where the Mishkan was in Naiv, the Bama Gedaila. And they gave him weapons. They thought they were helping Saul out. This is his son-in-law. They didn't know that Saul was trying to kill him. Daimi came and told Saul that Naiv helped David against you. Even though Naiv came and tried to answer themselves, Saul accepted Daig's version of events, and he had Naiv killed out for being Myrid B'malchus. They were supplying water and food for the Gevindim who were serving that Mishkan. When the Naiv Yerakanim got killed out, the Mishkan moved elsewhere, the Gevindim were left without a source of food, and some of them, or many of them, I don't know how many, died. And therefore there was a taina on the Grumma that Shaul caused. And nobody in Klal Yisrael picked up the slack. And therefore, it has to be made up. This has to be made up to them, to the nation of Gevindim, to the group called Gevindim. Yes?
Is there anything that the Gevindim lost their livelihood? Because no,
they lost their life.
Starved to death?
Yes.
So it's not livelihood. It's
well, if somebody provides them with food, they starve to death. Livelihood is called livelihood because it keeps people alive. Why is a person earning a living? Where does that term come from? You earn a living. Because if you don't earn a living, if the person doesn't earn a living, he dies.
In other words, because no one is destroyed or killed out, there's nobody for the Gibbonim to sell.
The other way around.
To work, to do Chaitveitz and Mishai V'mai. They didn't get paid, they didn't get food. They didn't earn a living, and therefore they didn't live. See, we live in America. Nobody dies from starvation. Baruch Hashem, there's a safety net. Joe Biden will take care of you. But in those days, you didn't get money. People died. Unless somebody picked up the flag.
The Gibbonim served the mill. I thought it was the other way around. The Gibbonim brought where the Shoei Mason for no.
Right.
And that was their livelihood. I didn't top it up for them. Okay.
Amr David, so not to lose trace the Akashaita, the dark of the
Mispide. Which was Joel said was killed out, right? That was his. Was it a
Bezdin? No idea. I don't know well enough. It doesn't sound like it was a Bezdin. It sounded like Myrid B'malchus doesn't need Bezdin. Pashtun.
Or doesn't?
I don't think so. Pashtun's not. It's not so simple. It's a machlokes. I don't want to get involved in it. I didn't look it up now. I don't know. Amr David, Shol Nafkala Tracy Yarchashaita. It's too late to be Maspid Shol. It's past 12 months. It was 30 years later. So to do a Hespid now, it's not a derech to be Maspid a person 30 years later. It's gone and over with. Let's hope that the punishment for not being Maspid Shol leaves because there's nothing we can do to rectify it. Not rectifiable. A Hespid done that late is not a Hespid. Eulogy is done when it's hot, when it's emotional. That's when eulogy happens. 30 years later, it's not a hesped. Rashi, Tracy Achashaita, Lav Davka, the Karv Lakhlas and Shnin Havi, who was 30 years later, Shar Saif Shnaitov Shadavidayev, it was at the end of David's life. And Lafisha ain't Derek covered. This but Acha Yud Bez Khadesh. Achashi is Kabul Tanhuman Alameh. The relatives are already consoled. We don't do hespedim after everything is, the wounds are healed, the scab has grown. Because I'm ripping my cutting. So therefore, no hespedim is done after 12 months. Weiter. Vayikra
ha-melech
li-gevaynim.
30 years?
Close to 30 years. Months. Now, the Gemara says it's after 12 months. Rashi says that's lav davka, it was 30 years. Well after 12 months.
Tracer Yachay was 30 years?
No. Tracer Yachay Shaiti, 12 months to equal a year. It's after 12 months to call a year. So Tracy, it was really an understatement. It wasn't just after 12 months, it was after 30 years. Nesinim, Nikrinu v'nevaisinu. However, the Nesinim, let's call them and let's make it up to them. Let's appease them. Let's say we're sorry. Let's give them a stimulus program. Let's do something to make them feel good. And they'll be Michael. Miyad, Vayikra HaMelech LeGevaynim. The king calls to Gevaynim. Vayoyim Ralea, Mo Efter Lechem. What should I do for you? B'me'ach HaPer. How can I wipe away the sin? U'birchu Es Nachlas Hashem. And then you should bless the Nachlas Hashem. They bring a raya from here. And when a person wrongs somebody else, not only should he ask him a chila, but he should ask him to daven for him as well. Notice daven. How can I make it up to you? How can I get you to forgive me and daven for us? Give us a bracha. That means you want the person to be meichel to the point that he will daven for you. That's heavy
didn't
duty.
Didn't they die out?
Not all the gevaynim died. People died. Vayayim ruloy ha-gevaynim. The gevaynim said, Ein lanu kesef v'zahav v'shol. We have no claim of any money, silver or gold from Shol. Meaning we're not interested in any buyout. V'im beisayim was his household. V'ein lanu ish. I don't know the rest of the pasuk. And we don't have a man. What does it say in the rest of the pasuk?
You kill amongst the Israelites.
We don't want to kill anybody, you. But what we want is you to lanu shiva nashim ibanav. We want seven of his descendants. V'ikanim l'Hashem. And we will hang them up for Hashem. That's the way we will be appeased. Not the real Israelites. We want Shaul's family. We don't want the regular people. We want Shaul's family. Seven of his descendants should get killed and hung as an appeasement. That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted. Dr. Gemara Mephias, he tried to appease them individually. He went to each and every one and said, please, we're sorry. What can we do for you?
You couldn't do that. He's not going
to
give up the seven people.
Thief, we're in the middle of a story. You know, you can't ask. You know, you want to read the last chapter before the first chapter? Is that the way you read books?
How else did you say it?
It's your mouth. I can't. Paisenu, Mephias, like Paisenu. He tried to be Mephias them. They didn't bite. Amari said, Shloishis, Manim, Yesh, Bumazu. There are three signs of being Jewish. Three character traits. Rachmanim, Jews have mercy. Baishanim, they are people who are
bashful.
Not the opposite of being, of having audacity or being audacious. And they're kind. Rachmanim, how do I know Yidna Rachmanim? Hashem will give you the power of mercy, and he will have mercy on you. By Shonim the Sibabatri Yurasi al Panechem. You should have the fear of Hashem on your face in the Gemara Darshan Zubusha. That's the ability to be embarrassed. And Goim Lichsadim the Sib Manash Yitzavas Bonavas Besai. Lasoit Zdako Mishma, to be kind. Avraham Avinu's descendants of the meat of Goim Lichsadim. Somebody once told me that the average guy in the street gives less than $100 charity a year.
How about you?
Less than $100 charity a year. And a yid gives less than, gives more than $100 probably a month, at least. Everybody gives tzedakah. Who doesn't give tzedakah? Yidden are very charitable. They're a very giving nation. Anybody with those three character traits belongs in Klal Yisrael. And those who don't, finished. They don't belong in Klal Yisrael. He banned marriage with them. These are not Jewish character traits. People with those character traits, that they're willing to kill people 30 years later after it happened. More than 30 years after it happened. 32 years after it happened. And they're still bearing a grudge, refuse to be appeased, are willing to kill people that didn't do anything wrong. But because their grandfather or their father did something wrong, they have no rachmanis, they have no bashfulness, and they're not kind people. They don't belong in Klal Yisrael. Now, this is Shaila Nachrayna. What if they would have had one of the three? Is it they didn't have any of the three? Do you need all three? Only one of the three? I don't know what the nafkamina is. If you're Jewish, you're Jewish. If you're not Jewish, you're not Jewish. But they talk about that. So they talk about when you're looking for a shidduch. You should look for these three character traits. These are the definition of Jewish character traits. So then you look for one, you look for all. I'll let them talk about it.
From the story, where do you see all three things?
What? Well, kind people don't kill people.
Oh.
Kind people don't go around.
Well, that's the,
they're not even embarrassed to say it. There's two different things. Rachmanim is they have mercy. Chassadim means you don't have mercy, but you're kind. One is, it's a different character trait. Rachmana means somebody knocks on your door and says, I'm starving, and you give him $5. That's Rachmana. Goyim Lachsadim is, you go and give money to a person before he comes and begs your door.
When did that happen? not to marry them.
Right then, he says he's goodbye them like the day Yisrael Haimah.
They're still in the famine after the...
This is the end of 3 years.
But the Orbitum told them to do good for them. Didn't the Orbitum
say... Orbitum said there's two things that have to... There's two Averis. One was not rectifiable.
Right.
The other one he's trying to rectify. He's not finished. We're still in the middle of the story. You know what I mean? You're ready again. Some people like to read the last chapter before they read the first chapter. Takes away the story. You know, you got to follow the story. Rashi.
Why didn't he learn from him?
Rashi. We have no money, no gold, no silver, no gold. Kim the fushes. We want people. We don't want to kill anybody else. Kim bezarai. Veikanim klia. We want to hang them. But uma zu yisrael. Harachmanim v'hani gavaynim. Even like merachmi. Rashi stresses one of the three. Doesn't stress all three. Ainin royal David Ben. Yad Gazer Aleim David Shenem Lekachlem Regevaynim Lebnei Sohema. Right away, David said, "There's nothing to talk about with these people. They're not Jewish character traits." The Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when he says a person shouldn't take revenge, says because the midah of Klal Yisrael is not to take revenge, not like the Gevaynim. Says that. This is the source. Zamtig Ma'arvayt. So what happened was. So David HaMelech went, Vayikach HaMelech Hashnei B'nei Rizpa Bas Aya Sheyolda L'Shol. He took two of Shaul's kids, Sharmayini Vesmipibayshas. Veshameshis Michu Basho B'nei Michu Basho Sheyolda L'Adrio Ben Brazilia Michulazi. And five of Michu's children.
Michal's wife?
Michal, well, I guess afterwards she married somebody else, or before, and she had been married to somebody else. I don't know.
I thought a king only married...
Again. This is before he was a king. I don't know. She was married to him while he was a king. I don't know if she had been married prior to that to somebody else. I don't know. I don't know Navi enough to answer that question. I'm sure somebody must comment there in Archgo. I don't know. Bait Shahani, why these seven? How did he pick those seven to get these seven killed? Amar Rav Huna Havirim Lufnei Aaron. He took him in front of the Aaron. Kol Sha'aron Koltai. If the Aaron made him, what's the word, Koltai? Absorbed him,
detained
him. If the person got detained, Lamisa, those were the ones chosen to die by the Rabbeinu Shleilim as the kapara to Givayim. Kol she'ein aron kaltai l'chayim. This is an extrajudicial decision. Halachically speaking, these people were not chayim misa. But David HaMelech put him in front of the Aaron, and the Aaron detained seven people. That means there was a message min Hashemayim. They couldn't move. When they got in front of the Aaron, they were stuck.
They agreed to do what the
Gibbonim
wanted.
He went and put him in front of the Aaron and see what happened. Exactly.
Why?
Because that's what Hashem is telling him. He has to appease the Gibbonim. If that's what they need, that's what they need.
They said that Hashem told him to do this?
Well, the Umbatumim said, appease the Gibbonim.
I would
not have done it. David HaMelech put him in front of the Aaron. If the Aaron wouldn't have been kailed anybody, nobody would have died.
But he's
doing what Hashem wants him to do. The Aaron was kailed. This is being directed from above. He passed them all. Seven got detained. Not the all his children. Five are his grandchildren. Two are children, five are grandchildren. Two were Saul's children, five were his grandchildren. Rashi. Zakt Rashi? No Rashi. Must Zakta Gemarbait. Must have Rav Chana
Bar Ktina. So we just finished saying they don't have the three. What is that proof? In other words, they don't have the 3 meters, so what?
David
still followed through.
We'll take it. They don't have the 3 meters, if nobody should marry them. That was
nothing to do with
that. Was a side consequence. Because they don't have the 3 meters, he banned marriage of them. But now, he wants to see what does the Rabbi Yisrael want him to do.
This happened before. The decision not to marry...
He did that decision right then and there.
Same time.
Right. As soon as he saw them refusing to accept appeasement, he made an announcement. Nobody marry into the Gevaynim.
I have a
radical move after Hashem just told them to appease them.
But they weren't being appeased. And midas of Yisrael is that you are appeased. Therefore, they don't belong in your children. You don't want your children to have these character traits.
You can still appease.
Again, now you have a decision to make. So let the Aaron make the decision. David HaMelech is not killing people. Let the Aaron make the decision.
Was he told to do this with the Aaron?
That I don't know. I don't know where he did it on his own, or he was told by a Navi, or I don't know. I don't know. That piece is missing to me unless Archko fills it in. I don't know.
I don't see anything. No, seriously, I don't.
Right, I don't see it. I don't know.
He, referring back to Shmuel, the
well, that's where the Pesukim are.
Yeah, the Marma Femiti.
Masir Reb Chana Baksina. Vayachmal HaMelech HaMibibayshas BeYainasim Ben Shaul. He had mercy on Shaul's grandson, who was Yainasim's son. He didn't put it, so, Machmeh, he chose them. If it's the Aaron that chose them, what does it mean he had mercy? And for the Gemara, Shloyavirai. He didn't put him in front of the Aaron. Frech, the Gemara became mass upon him. Yes, Vedavar, is there favoritism here? Dr. Gemara, Elishaviroi Vakaltai, he put him in front of the Aaron, and the Aaron detained him. Vibikashal of Rachmeh Mapaltai. And he davened that the Aaron should let him go. Their favoritism, he davens for one at the expense of another. He davened that he shouldn't be absorbed, and that's okay because there's no direct consequence. Meaning, they're all going to be put in front of the Aaron. He davened he shouldn't be one of the ones detained. Right? Now, if he would be detained and get him out, then somebody has to replace him. That's direct. Here, they shouldn't be detained. It's a further madrek. It's a mushroom. Nachmanu Litzlan, I'm not passing this halakha l'maisa, but this happens, unfortunately, in history many times. There's a quota. You need X amount of people to be given to the Tsar's army. And if you don't provide those people, we're going to go grab them. Can you hide your kid? Can you hide your kid? If your kid's taken, can you go take your kid out? Which will mean somebody else will be taken. So this Gemara, you see, that once the kid is taken to go take him out, couldn't do it. Mat upon him, yesh b'davar. But before the kid's taken, you can hide your kid. Somebody else will be grabbed, but you didn't, that's not direct. You just hid your kid. You didn't take him out and directly caused it. That's what I'm going to make a raya here. I'm not posking. These are so. This is a big shayla in Europe. The Weizen Rav got the shayla. Somebody's kid was taken to be killed in the gas chamber. They had 200 boys. He could save his kid, but it would mean somebody else is killed. Is he allowed to do it? And the Weizen Rav posking, I can't posk him. So he said, so the father said to him, that means you don't want to give me a heter. So I won't do it. In Mekachi Hashem, the Weizen Rav brings this story down.
Are these seven kids?
I guess so. We will continue with Hashem tomorrow, in the middle of the story.